of welcoming some new friends this morning, and we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks, and they are finally here. Max and Colleen that we've been talking about, who are on their way to Argentina, are finally with us this morning, and we're going to ask them to come and share, and they'll tell you about some materials and more information about what you're doing and how you can be involved. It's on the little table there. And so, Max, Colleen, we are thrilled to have you, and can't wait to hear your story and what you got. You stand up here, and we'll get this going for you. Thanks. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Well, good morning, everybody. Yeah, we're Max and Colleen Manichuk, and I'm just going to get this little piece of business taken care of right away here. We've got a clipboard here, and we'd like to pass it around so we can get names and emails and that kind of thing from folks, because you'll see that there's three lines on here. One's for support, one's for prayer, and one's for updates. And so if you want to, if you're interested in supporting us in any way, or praying for us, hearing about what's going on with us while we're in Argentina, this would be great to get that information to us so that we can get you right on that list. And so with that, this is the purpose of this exercise is about relationship. It's really important, you know, we feel very strong that it's important in the life of the church that we take notice of not only what's going on in the churches here, but what's going on globally as well. This is kind of an invitation to participate with us if you'd like to do that. So we will pass that around. Great, thank you very much. And I'm going to have Mike to call you, and she is going to tell you about where we came from a little bit.
Going to share a little bit about our story and how we came to be full-time missionaries. Our testimony is online at the Nelson Covenant Church if you want to hear the whole long story. But for Max and I, we are the youngest in our families. We are also the only Christians in our families. When we came to know Christ, we were actually in our mid-20s. So we had lived quite a bit without Christ. One thing that we didn't even realize before we knew Christ, that God was already using us to witness to our family. We were the ones looking after our parents all the time. And Max's mom was quite elderly, and she came to live with us for about 10 years. She had 3 strokes during that time, and it came to a point where we couldn't care for her anymore. We had already moved to the Kootenays. We got involved with the Covenant Church there through a church plant, the Junction Church. And so at that time, she had to go to an assisted living home, and we were faced with a couple of options. What do we do now? We don't have kids, so we were empty nesters in a strange way. We had a desire to ride our motorcycles from Alaska down to the tip of South America. But there was no kingdom work in that. It was an experience just for us. And we knew enough of Christ and our relationship with him that, that wasn't something to do. So we went with the traditional, what we were always told to do, to put down roots, to buy a house or build a house. And we built a house. Through that time, there was a lot of challenges, a lot of working in our hearts that God did, a lot of refining. Max calls it the tilling of the soil during that time. A lot of fertilizer used too. But that's all part of how God shaped us. When we finished building the house though, we knew this was not it. This is not what God had for us. There was something more. And during that time, we had done a church-wide Bible study, Hole in the Gospel, I'm not sure if you're familiar with that book or not, but it really started to press on our hearts that we needed to do more. My background is in Texas, so our short-term mission trip in Ecuador was always during spring break, which is right in the middle of Texas.
It's able.
So
it's
that
been
never, ever worked. That was always the excuse. And we finally said, no more excuses, and we learned to fully surrender to God, to hold everything with open hands. It's all His anyways, right? Our lives, our work, businesses, everything, it's His. We went last February to the Ecuador trip that the Canada Conference puts on, and God really stirred in our hearts to do more. And we thought we could do a few more of these trips. We don't have kids. And leading up to that, we had started talking bargaining with God. We'll give you 6 months. We'll go on missions for 6 months. Serve you, we were leading towards South America, and then we'll come back home, work for 6 months, and self-sustain ourselves, be self-supportive. And we started talking with Merge Ministries, who is our short-term trip facilitators with the Covenant, and we talked with Dale Lasca a bit ago, the six months, and that we wanted to do one or two more short-term trips that year. He came back to us with two, one in Nicaragua, one in Ecuador. We thought, they're close, we could do both, sure. Not quite sure what our back thoughts were. So those 2 weeks became 1 month. We sponsored a girl in Nicaragua through Compassion, and we made arrangements to meet her and her mom. And then we also wanted to spend some time back in Ecuador where we were last February, so 1 month. During that time, Dale came back to us and said, I've got an opportunity for 3 months for you in Argentina. Okay, we were thinking a few years down the road, next year maybe, doing the longer term, but okay, no more excuses, right? We said, open hands, God. So he said yes. So 1 month became four, and right in the middle of Argentina, in the middle of Patagonia, he grabbed us. Both of us individually. If he would have asked us a few years ago if we would be considered being full-time missionaries, no way. That was for somebody else. We supported, we prayed, but we're not qualified. We didn't grow up with the Christian Foundation. But he did. He got us there in the middle of Patagonia, La Mary Loche. And he taught us, we know that it's his call because he grabbed us individually. And he put on my heart that part-time thing, no, I want you here full-time, move here. And I was looking around at places for rent, for sale, looking at the groceries, and mentally trying to put together that budget in my head. What would it look like to live here? How do I tell Max what God's put on my heart? Because our entire journey with Christ has been together. And meanwhile, this went on for about 2 weeks, though. And at the same time, God got Max and put the same on his heart. He's looking at places for sale, for rent, wondering how much does it cost to build? Can't afford or build? How do I tell Colleen this? And we finally got the gumption to come together and say, you know, this is what God's leading me, and it was just so special. And we thought, okay, God, all right, you tricked us. So that motorcycle trip way back when, that was God planting a seed, telling us, you're going to be in Argentina. You're going to go there. And we are so excited to be going there, to be serving, and to be going through the Covenant as well. We are the only Canadian Covenant missionaries right now, and they're working out all the details with that, and we're really excited about it. And being with the Covenant down there, we're going to serve a Covenant denomination, just like Canada. They have 6 churches, and they're quite spread out. But we really hope that you guys will be excited about it as well and join with us. And as Max said, at the table there's some letters of support, information about us. There's prayer cards as well that has our email and our blog information on it too, as well as some pledge cards that you can send into the Canada Conference. And prayer and updates goes both ways too. So we really hope that you guys will let us know how we can be praying for you also. And I'm going to let Matt share all the details of what we're going to be doing there at Argentina.
All right. Yeah, so it's it was really interesting to see the pursuit from, we talked about Alive. Well, 2 years ago at Alive in October, we were thinking, oh, we'll go out, maybe we'll go on a short-term mission. So it was that February, and then by, coming back around, even at that time, we weren't thinking that we'd ever be full-time missionaries. So it's really been an incredible journey to see how God can do some amazing things. And the fact that the call came to us separately at first to full-time mission was really the confirmation that that was actually a call. So we feel really strongly about it. It's just been amazing. All the little kind of the crumbs that God lays out before us to keep us moving in the path have been just really exciting to put together. So we will be serving the Iglesia del Pacto Evangelico Argentina. We'll be working underneath the Presidente in that denomination there. It is a covenant denomination. They have six churches, two in the north and four in the southwest region, which is where we'll be based mostly. We'll be working with, with the covenant, the ECC in the States. They have a Vitality program. I understand that you have had experience with Veritas and Vitality here many years ago. But that is the framework of what we'll be doing there, with leadership development, discipleship training, strengthening churches, and getting them in a place where they can start outreach and go moving in a missional focus to Uruguay, Paraguay, Bolivia, Peru. These are all areas that the Covenant Church isn't operating in right now in South America. And they're their neighbors, as the Grand Commandment says, to go and serve. For them, it's just the next step that they want to get to, but they have some work to do before they get there. In addition to that, we'll also be working with each one of the six churches in their outreach priority for their local area. So we'll be shared around. So we don't actually know where we're moving to there. We have a really good idea that it will be in the south. There's two churches that are, the two closest churches are half an hour apart, and then the other two that are in that region are 6 hours, and then the north part of the country is a 16-hour bus ride from there, so it's like 20 hours to get across the country. It's quite a big place, two-thirds the size of Canada, but it's still very big. So when we're in the south, further south church, they have a desire to have subsistence farming taught there. It's a very arid place in Patagonia, and they don't have the benefits of irrigation and that kind of stuff, so they have to work through what it looks like to do that kind of a practice there. And each church has a focus on planting. So when they develop a little community, the church pops up there. And it's really an interesting way that they seek to grow. In Barrio Loche, the two churches that are closest together that I was mentioning, they have outreach to hospitals and to schools and to old age homes and those kind of things. And they do a lot of music ministry. And then they also have outreaches into the desert, into Patagonia. It's, like I said, it's a huge place. Some places are more bleak than others. But they go out into the rural areas and minister to people in the farms out there. Moving closer, the kind of the central part, still the same four churches, are the place called Neoken, which is very similar to the Okanagan in British Columbia. They have fruit production and that kind of thing there. And they also have oil production. They have, so you see Schlumberger and Halliburton and all these companies that are operating in our oil patch. They're down there working too. But with that uptick in income, one problem is taken care of, but the next one comes along. So the church there deals with drug and alcohol ministering. They go out to rehab centers and to women that have been victims of domestic violence. conflicts and those kind of things, and they minister there. Then when we go to the north, there's two churches there, and one has an outreach to a rural community that they deal with. They have a kids program there, and that's actually the president's church, so he's the pastor as well. And then the other church that's there has another children's ministry, but they also have a very big project that will eventually affect the entire denomination in Argentina, as they have a place called El Predio, which actually translates to the land. So they have this land that they want to build a school, which would be a Cadus 6, I believe, school. And it's right in La Plata, which is 2 million people, so it's not like some of the rural projects, like the one we worked on in Ecuador. You can do anything you want in Ecuador, and nobody's there to tell you that you're breaking. There's code violations or anything. I actually don't think they have codes in the rural areas. But in La Plata, they definitely do, and right now they're going through the permit process and getting all the permits in place to build this fairly large school. And what that will end up being is, the way they build there is they build a ground floor, and then they build a second floor, and then they build another wing, and then they build another second floor. So it's always a vision of the future for them, and time is not necessarily the first thing that they, like North America, where we want to get things done. They're kind of like, yeah, it'll get done. So they're working towards that, and that's going to be that will eventually benefit the whole denomination, because the wing that I was talking about will actually be a discipleship school eventually, and they are looking to have Christian formation done there, as well as with this land they'll have this subsistence farming practice. They'll also teach that there to take out around the countryside. So it's really a full circle type ministry there. And then in addition to that, if that's not enough hats to wear, we'll also be forwarding information to Merge Ministries. That's our short-term mission priority in the Covenant Church. And what we'll be doing is, when we come across a project that could suit well to have a short-term mission team come in, we'll be forwarding that information on and possibly taking part in those hosting teams when they come down. So it's quite a bit of a ministry that we'll have down there, and it will grow too and evolve. Once we get there, we'll learn more about it. And like Colleen said, we have spent 3 months there, and so we have got relationships already, and that is a huge part of anything in Latin America, is that relationship piece. They really deal in the economy of people rather than how we think of things here in North America, in the economy of time and money. It is really quite a special place, and we can't wait for the opportunity to be able to invite more Canadians down to partner with us. Like our intro video said, going from the far north, one end of the earth all the way to the other, to the far south, it's really an interesting dynamic, and we both can't wait to invite more people down to experience it. So thank you for having us here today and this opportunity to share. And we invite you to grab some information from the front table there, or come and talk to us as well. And if you've got your email on that sign-up sheet, we really mean that with that, those emails, we'll contact you and like to get kind of a personal one-on-one type relationship too. So we really thank you for your support, and we look forward to the future to see what God has for us.